What's up? Coming in a little hot there, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm going to be joined every Monday in the 3:30 block with my partner in broadcasting, Dom Salvia. His show comes right after mine every day, 4 to 6 p.m. He's coming up next. You want to get your last licks in? Call and text lines are open, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Wes from Middleton commenting on Eric Hovde. When Hovde takes a big old fat L in November, I wonder if he's going to sell his multi-million dollar vacation mansion on Lake Mendota and finally cut his last tiny little tie with Wisconsin. Or if we're going to have to suffer through a couple more Senate and governor runs by him until he gets the hint. Wes, I love it. You carpetbagger. Listen, I had to start today with Glenn Grossman, right? He was railing on about this stupid poison pill that Speaker Mike Johnson tried to stick into the government funding package, scaring the crap out of people by claiming that non-citizens are voting, despite the fact that the Heritage Foundation, over a 20-year analysis, found a whopping 24 instances.
The Heritage Foundation, yeah. The Project 2025, yes. Folks, the ones that are railing against this really hard. They were looking.
And of course, Glenn does not ever avail himself of any fact, nor does he have any ounce of humility that, like, maybe I might be wrong. Glenn, not knowing that Heritage Foundation work, Glenn not realizing that there are federal laws from 1996 and 1993 that ensure that only citizens vote. Glenn said this.
What's the evidence that it's happening? Where have you seen that?
Well, I haven't seen it, but we know it's happening, right?
Yes. That's
feel it in my bones, yes, Maggie.
That's Glenn. What an idiot. And then this guy, so of course, what is that layered in? What is that coming from? It's this virulent strain of racism, right? Donald Trump trades in it every day. J.D. Vance trades in it every day. In fact, the entire Republican Party is now the party of racists. And if you are a conservative or a Republican and you're listening to this and you're saying, Maggie, that is offensive, I'm not a racist, guess what? You might be voting for Kamala Harris this November, because if you disavow that, if you believe that those sorts of viewpoints, trading and dog whistles, appealing to the most base of our instincts, that that's all bad, that this should be a country for all Americans, guess what? You might be one of those Republicans that decides to vote for Kamala Harris this November, because this is what's on the ballot. Returning to Glenn Grossman, that statement by him is a racist attack on immigrants, right? That is what that is. It is trading in racial stereotypes. It is trading in the replacement theory, an overtly racist trope. And then he has the audacity to say things like this, Jess, it's going to be cut 1.2.
There is this hostility to traditional values that is seeping into the public schools today. We recently read a poll showing that of people in the baby boom generation, over 60% are proud to be American, where people under 25 are no longer proud to be American. Where do they get this? They get this because some members of the schools, too many, and you can hear it from that side of the aisle, are obsessed with racism. This in such a open,
shut up, you know, Glenn.
People are coming here
shut
from all
up.
Over the world. You have to be blind.
This is the problem. It's like we're talking about race because, Glenn, you don't even know racism when it comes spewing out of your own mouth. It's so shocking to me. And all of this coming from a guy who said this. This is the short clip about rallying around guns. Let's take a listen.
We have to rally and make it impossible, politically impossible, for anybody else to do what the New Mexico governor did a few weeks ago. The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people, and just because we have a family breakdown together with ultra-left-wing judges and district attorneys is no reason to give up on our Second Amendment. Rally, America. Rally around that Second Amendment.
Wow.
Dear Glenn, right? Like, dot, dot, dot. Your reactions, Tom.
I mean, it's so Glenn Grossman.
It's Grossman.
Grossman, yes. The congressman from the great state of Wisconsin has continually said these things over and over and over again. And it's not just the fact that it's racist, which is terrible enough, but when they use the legislative process to try and enact their political games by attaching this poison pill to make something more illegal than it's already illegal, to shut down the government to do the bidding of their guy, Donald Trump. He wants the government shut down.
Yeah.
And guys like Donald Trump and Johnson initially using this to try to stir up some political favor. Not just saying the racist things, but using it in legislation, in proposals to put it, to codify it.
And by the way, Glenn, it's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. Because if the government controlled by a dictator like Donald Trump wanted to wipe your butt off the planet, he could do so. A president that is a king and immune from prosecution who dispatches the DOJ and the national security apparatus to eliminate his political enemies, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Maybe get yourself some facts. That's going to do it for me. I'm Maggie Dawn. You've been listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. The Dom Salvia Show is next. He's going to give away some green or gold. You're not going to want to miss that, folks. Thanks for tuning in. I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But remember, it is always better when we stand together.